Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Tuesday, January 30th. We're glad you're tuned in and listening over WSOF and WAJJ Radio. And we're grateful unto the Lord for this privilege and opportunity to send out these broadcasts. I want to thank the Island Ford Baptist Church here in Madisonville for sponsoring this broadcast and giving us this voice and opportunity to spread the gospel and share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ over the airwaves. I want to thank our faithful listeners that tune in and listen on a regular basis. I appreciate you praying for us. I appreciate you being interested in our program, and I hope that it is a blessing to you and that it brings the Lord glory and honor. And we're going to move right along and head into the broadcast. As we do, we start out with a word of prayer. And I'd like for you to pray with us. I'd also like to take this opportunity, since this is Tuesday, to invite you to come out and be with us tomorrow night for our midweek prayer service. Love to have you here at the Island Ford Baptist Church at 7 p.m. We'll be having our midweek prayer service tomorrow night. So we'd like to make that available and hope you'll come and be with us. If you will, let's pray together at this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you and thank you for your goodness, grace, and mercy. I thank you, Lord, for a beautiful day that you've given us here on this ending last few days of the first month of 2018. I thank you, Father, for strength and health. I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to shine for Jesus, to live for you in these days. They are dark days. I know we're living in perilous times, and yet, Lord, these are great times to be serving God. These are wonderful times to be living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray, make our life a light. And Lord, let us shine brightly for the Lord Jesus. Father, I pray that you'd help now in this message. I pray the good seed would fall on some good soil, that it might bring forth a good harvest to the glory and the honor of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we have loved ones that we're praying for that are lost. We've got folks that we know that need the Lord and have never called on the Lord for salvation, never been changed and made into a new creature, never repented of their sins and turned to the Lord and had their sins washed white as snow. Father, I pray you'd deal with them and draw them even now. Father, I pray that you would bless those that we're praying for. Lord, we know of a number of folks that are sick in body and ailing in body. I pray you'd touch them and that you'd meet their needs on their behalf and on those occasions. Father, I ask that you might help now this broadcast that it be used of the Lord and accomplish your will. I do pray, Lord, for Brother and Sister Hall, their health. I thank you, Lord, that my in-laws are able to be with us, my mother-in-law Mary, my father-in-law Mackie, able to be with us these days. And Lord, I pray you'd bless their time with us. And Lord, you'd get the glory for all that is said and done. We ask it in Jesus' lovely and precious name. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for praying with us. We're going to get ready now to move towards the message part of the broadcast. I do have two songs before we get to the message, and then, because it is a reasonably short message, as I said on yesterday's broadcast, these messages this week are going to be little devotional thoughts, each one a self-contained message that is a thought that I hope will provoke us to a devotional thought of thinking on things about our Lord and about our Christian life. And since these are shorter messages, then I'm going to have room for more songs. So I'm going to have two songs, little short songs right here at the beginning, and then the message, and then a song at the end. All of these, I believe, have a part, play a part in the message that we're going to be bringing today. First of all, we've got the Shepherd Family singing one of their newer releases, a song that says, "He will pilot me." And I'm glad I can trust the Lord to guide me through these storms and things that I face. And then the Shepherd Family sing an older song that they sang back some years ago entitled "Sailing On." And then the devotional thought. And at the end of that, then I've got a message that says, "I don't need to see the way ahead. I just need to hear the Shepherd's voice," a song there entitled "The Shepherd's Voice." Hope these will be a blessing to you. This week of broadcasts are going to entail some devotions that I have put together. There is a devotion that is printed and distributed that's called "The Call to Glory," and it uses only King James Bible Independent Baptist preachers that write these devotions. And I've been contributing to that devotional book for a number of years now, And some of these devotions I have used and have been printed in that Call to Glory magazine. As I began thinking about those, these that I'm using on this broadcast are going to all be some that I've done since I've been here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Yesterday's broadcast was from the first one that I did while I was here that actually I put together back in February of 2015 and was printed on Wednesday, August the 19th, 2015 in the Call to Glory magazine. Today's devotional message will be from the second written back in February 2015 and printed in the Call to Glory for Sunday, July the 26th, 2015. These are not to try to sell issues because they're not for sale, but these are just some thoughts that were put together, and I've expanded them just a little bit to make them a radio broadcast because in the original form they had to be between 250 and 350 words, and I've expanded that just a little bit in order to give us a more clarity of thought. But I hope these will be a blessing to you as we study some devotional thoughts around the Word of God. Today's scripture reading is found in Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 through 28. The Bible says, "Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, What wilt thou? She saith unto him, Grant that these, my two sons, might sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left, in thy kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, Ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, We are able. And he saith unto them, Ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them of whom it is prepared of my Father. And when the ten heard it, they were moved with indignation against the two brethren. But Jesus called them unto him and said, Ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." And if correctly read, that is Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 through 28. And we'll trust the Lord to add the blessing to the reading of his word. Those of you that heard yesterday's devotional message recognize that that text was a part of the text we're using today. This is a more expanded part. I dealt with the first few verses of this text reading in which we talked about the parents' plea for Christian excellence. The plea that these children, her grown sons now, but her children nonetheless, might excel in their service for the Lord. Well, today I want to pick back up with that and then move that along a little bit more to develop some thought and hopefully instigate in us another devotional thought. Devotions, by the way, are not things that are just something to take up your reading to say that you've done it. A devotion is something actually that causes you some devotion, causes some thinking, causes you to be activated upon that thinking, and then causes you to work through that activation that you might bring glory and honor to the Lord. Well, in this particular text, we see here the mother of two of our Lord's disciples, James and John. She's asking Christ to allow her two sons to sit in an exalted position near his throne in his kingdom. Now, this particular devotion is not considering the appropriateness of her request, nor am I considering the reaction of the other disciples, although we see that they were moved with indignation, the Bible says, against these two brethren. I am interested, particularly today, in the answer that Christ gave to this mother and to these disciples. He spoke of his and subsequently their cup and baptism. I underline those two words, his cup and his baptism. Now, this is not speaking of a literal cup, nor is it speaking of his baptism at the hands of John the Baptist. I believe that the disciples of Christ were baptized by John the Baptist as well. That's not speaking of this. This is unquestionably a reference to his suffering and his death, which, by the way, is what the cup represents, the blood of the Lord given to his disciples. And the baptism represents the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's speaking to them about this particular point, not the resurrection point, but the suffering, even unto death. Christ plainly, listen, he plainly warned his followers that they could look forward to similar sufferings and a similar death. You see, these men had been called by the Son of God to follow him and to serve him. And this following and this service would include suffering and death. It was not all rosy. It was not all glorious. You see, he had previously warned that those who would be his disciple, in Matthew 16:24, he said, must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. A cross is more than just a decoration. It's more than a piece of jewelry that you hang around your neck. It's an instrument of death. You see, friend, in our text, our Lord makes it clear that his call is a call to service and a call to ministry. It's not a call to exaltation. Rather, it's a call to submission and humiliation. Christ was so intent that his ministers be submitted to suffering that he took every single disciple whom he called to himself into that Garden of Gethsemane with him. That place, that wine press, that place where his soul was so burdened and so struggled. All the disciples whom he called, he took with him to that garden. You may say, what about Judas? Judas came late. He was no longer with the Lord. Amen. But as he took all these disciples into that garden, those three whom he would use the most, Peter, James, and John, he took even further into the garden that they might even more be influenced by his example. His example of humiliated prayer, his example of soul suffering. He wanted them to be partakers. He wanted them to be witnesses that they might know what they were signing up for, if we say it that way. Friend, I'm afraid and I'm convinced that that's still true of Christ's calling to disciples and his training them. Although that is not the picture painted from the average pulpit, not the picture painted from the average Christian today. Our Lord still calls his disciples and trains his disciples for humiliation and for suffering. The more useful we are to become in his service, the more in depth we must enter with him into suffering, whether it's physical suffering, emotional turmoil, or spiritual assault, or all three at some time. We must indeed drink of his cup and be baptized with the baptism he is baptized with. The world recoils from this and rejects it outright. Most of them do not want this kind of religion. They want a religion that demands nothing of them and costs nothing to them. Therefore, they reject this Christ. And they sadly reject his gospel. Naturally, the flesh, the natural man, also recoils from these requirements. There is nothing desirable in them. There is nothing beautiful in them, at least not to the natural man. But the one who desires to be a true disciple and the one who desires to excel for Christ is willing to take the plunge and to submit their will to the Savior. Philippians chapter 1, verses 27 through 30 have these words. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here to be in me. You see, friend, Paul the Apostle prayed that these Philippian believers who were filled with joy might do so, even though they knew there was going to be a time of suffering and a time of conflict in their inner man. Will you join me in prayer, saying, Lord, please help me to surrender my will to thine. Thy will be done. Help me to quit resisting the sufferings and pains that might make me more like thee. Amen. Thank you for listening.